coming out of jail. So we were able to catch up with him today. When we first tried to speak with Richard O'Loughlin, he told us, but then he kept talking. Of course, he was affidavit. O'Loughlin stopped his car in the middle of Bellevue Parkway Wednesday night, got out, and started yelling and screaming at the driver in the car behind him. That driver, 17 years old, and recorded it all.
It's Dr. D'Souza. Dictating on Robert Farmer. Palmer is P-A-L-M-E-R. Palmer, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Palmer is P-A-L-M-E-R. Robert. Next, please make a copy of this for Dr. Glenn Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S, Glenn. Robert Palmer, date of birth is 9/8/1962. Next paragraph, chief complaint is interstitial lung disease. And multiple lung nodules. Next paragraph, fifth person illness. This is a 59-year-old male, African-American male, who has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Was treated for an episode of COVID-19 infection and this. In December last year. The patient had a CT chest done in December 21, which apparently showed evidence of widespread reticular nodular miliary. Infiltrates and interstitial lung disease, which was nonspecific. The patient subsequently went for a cardiac evaluation and a follow-up chest CT performed on 3/18/22 showed extensive reticular nodular and miliary nodules with a 9 millimeter density in the left upper lobe and a stable 6 millimeter subpleural density at the left lingula. And there was some adenopathy throughout the mediastinum and hilar areas. Most prominent lymph nodes in the subcarinal region measuring 2.5 by 1.6 centimeter. And lymph nodes were also seen in the pre-vascular, pre-tracheal, subcarinal areas. The patient denies any significant cough wheezing, shortness of breath, fevers and night sweats, and nice any chest pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history is essentially unremarkable, and he has had no surgical history. He has hypertension and hypolipidemia. Next paragraph, habits the patient is a non-smoker, works as a pilot, does not drink alcohol, exercises daily. And has no exposure to asbestos and does not travel extensively except within the country. Next paragraph. Family history, both parents are alive in good health. There is a history of hypertension in the family. Next paragraph, review of systems. I'm sorry, allergies, none listed. Next, review of systems. Patient denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever. Denies shortness of breath or wheezing. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain or leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medication included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily and furosemide 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This this is a well-built middle-aged male patient in no acute distress. There's no pallid ictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 62, respiration 16. Temperature 97, weight is 183, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera where clear throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly or bruise. Chest, equal movements with scattered visas bilaterally. No crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sensor, regular, so an S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active, extremities. No lesions, or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral nodular lung infiltrates. Etiology undetermined. Number two is interstitial lung disease. Number three, rule out sarcoidosis or other granulomatous disease. Like mycobacterial disease. And number four is hypertension and hypolipidemia. Next plan, the patient will get a CT of the chest in 3 months. It was advised to get a CBC, SED rate, ANA, anti-DNA, ACE level, RA factor, and get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A QuantiFERON test to rule out AFB. And I advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Patient was also advised that a bronchoscopy might give us some information with regards to the etiology of these infiltrates. I will make an addendum report in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Glenn Reyes and the primary care physician, Dr. Hassan Al-Khatib, H-A-S-S-A-N Al-Khatib, M.D.